Ultrawave Labs is a California company working on technology to help doctors detect breast cancer. In 2009, the senator's husband, Billy Shaheen, was named an advisor to the company. He received stock options from Ultrawave Shaheen included on her U.S. Senate disclosure forms, most recently filed in May. According to that May form, the stock options were to expire in 2019. Earlier this week, the Boston Globe reported on the Shaheen's ties to Ultrawave. Neither Shaheen agreed to be interviewed for that story, but her campaign said Billy Shaheen hadn't advised the company for several years. So far, the campaign's declined to offer any further specifics about what Billy Shaheen did for Ultrawave, but Shaheen spokesman Harold Kirstein says that Shaheen's recently learned his stock options, which had never been exercised, have expired.
The company says that the options expired on or before December 31st, 2013, and like we told the Globe, we'll be amending the PFD.
Critics say Shaheen's dealings with Ultrawave raise ethical concerns. The state Republican Party has called on Shaheen to explain inconsistencies in what they call a shady stock story. Earlier this month, Shaheen's Republican rival Scott Brown severed ties and surrendered stock options with a Florida penny stock company he was advising. That move followed another Boston Globe report detailing that that company, Global Digital Solutions, had no products, no revenue, and no manufacturing facilities. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.